Psalm 19 and verse 14 is a good little song that I'd like for us to consider. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. The Lord will help us with our conversation if we will let Him guide us and direct us. I've known of people who had a real problem with their tongue, using curse words and swearing. But when they came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, they yielded to Him, and all of that disappeared. So we should yield to the Lord our tongue, and let Him take our tongue and use it for His glory. Our words and our meditation, what we think about, what we let our mind dwell upon, that's why we need to get into God's Word every day, and let our meditation be upon truth and upon the Word of truth. Well, I trust this little chorus that the Holy Spirit taught me will be a blessing. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. O Lord, my strength. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. One more time. I love this little chorus. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. O Lord, my strength. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. And then if you'll go with me over to Psalm, let's see, I believe it's Psalm 25 and verse 1 and 2. Psalm 25, verse 1 and 2, and verse 3a, verse 4, and verse 7. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Yea, let none that wait on thee be
ashamed. Oh, my God, I trust in Thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Show me Thy ways, O Lord, teach me Thy paths. Show me Thy ways, O Lord, teach me Thy paths. O my God, I trust in Thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not mine enemies triumph over me. Remember not the sins of my youth. Remember not the sins of my youth. Oh, my God, I trust in Thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me.
Beloved, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. A wonderful promise that goes along with this, trusting in the Lord. O my God, I trust in Thee. This is a psalm of David. And these are words that David wrote. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Oh, beloved, you and I have some very real enemies. If you're a child of God, you have some enemies that are composed of the world system, the flesh, and indwelling sin. These three very real enemies, the world system that's under the control of Satan and his demons, he's spoken of as the god of this world. And then the old flesh, it has indwelling sin in it. Romans chapter 7 makes that clear, that in my flesh there dwells no good thing. Because sin is at work within this flesh, and we know the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23 tells us, and so this body has to die. But praise the Lord, if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you've already passed from death into life, we're told in 1 John, and also in John 11. He that liveth and believeth in me, Jesus said, shall never die. And beloved, I'm not going to die. This old body will, but not Bob Griggs. I have eternal life. I've already passed from eternal death into eternal life, and I'm going to live forever. And the time when I leave this body will be a graduation day out of the old flesh, into the presence of the Lord. O my God, I trust in Thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. The world system, the flesh, and Satan and his demons. O beloved, we have victory over these evil forces, these evil powers, through the all-powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that name which is above every name, that one before whom every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Christ. And so this little chorus reminds us of who we are and who God is and that we're to trust in Him. He will show us His paths of righteousness. If we'll yield to Him, He'll teach us His ways. If we'll get into His Word, He'll open up the truth to us. And, beloved, He will not remember the sins of our youth. Praise the Lord, when we accept Jesus Christ as Savior, all of our sins are placed under the blood of Christ, are blotted out, never to be remembered against us anymore. Hallelujah! What a wonderful thing to know the true and the living God. Well, join in with me, if you would, as I sing this one more time. Unto Thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto Thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in Thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on Thee be ashamed. Yea, let none that wait on Thee be ashamed. O my God, I trust in Thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not mine enemies triumph over me. Show me Thy ways, O Lord, teach me Thy paths. Show me Thy ways, O Lord, teach me Thy paths. O my God, I trust in Thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not mine enemies triumph over me. Remember not the sins of my youth. Remember not the sins of my youth. O my God, I trust in Thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not mine enemies triumph over me. Let me not be ashamed, let not mine enemies triumph over me. Thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. O beloved in Christ, we have victory over the world system, over the flesh with indwelling sin, over Satan and his demons. No sinful habit should be controlling any child of God. In Christ, we have victory. The Lord bless you and walk with Him today. Bye now.